Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for a Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in once again Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Today we're going to be talking about COVID boosters, possible vaccinations for 5 to 11-year-olds for COVID, and a flu shot clinic.
Yes. The 5 to 11-year-olds should be known by the end of October. I believe that the FDA Advisory Council is meeting that last week, like October 25th and 26th, and should give their recommendations on those 5 to 11-year-olds. It's likely that the Pfizer vaccine will be available to them at a lower dose than the adult dose or those 12 and over that have already been approved. But we do expect that we'll be able to start vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds in November. Moderna boosters are being discussed today and tomorrow, so we should have some word by the end of tomorrow as far as what is going on with Moderna. And it is looking like they're looking at half of the dose that they used for their original two-dose vaccine to be used as the booster. Johnson & Johnson boosters are also being discussed, but I know that the National Institute for Health also put out a study saying that those who receive Johnson & Johnson might be better off receiving a Moderna or Pfizer booster instead of a Johnson & Johnson. So we're waiting to see what the FDA and CDC say about Johnson & Johnson. With the county, we are at 70.2% fully vaccinated of the eligible population. So that is rising. It is not where we need to be considered herd immunity, but it is getting closer. In Fort Bragg, we're at 73.7% of the eligible population fully vaccinated, with 80.2% of the population with at least one vaccination. So once again, I really encourage people to come to Tuesdays in the Tent. Get your second vaccine if you haven't gotten it yet. Remember that Pfizer is 3 weeks from your first vaccine, your second vaccine is due, and Moderna is 4 weeks from your first vaccine. So please come and see us. You don't need an appointment. It costs you nothing, and you don't need to be a patient of MCC to get your COVID-19 vaccines here. We will have an influenza vaccine clinic, so the flu vaccine clinic, on Wednesday the 20th from 2 to 5:30. Same deal, drive through, no waiting. We don't have to wait the 15 minutes for those. So it is literally drive through, 2 to 5:30, no appointment needed, and you don't have to be a patient of the clinic. We are doing this for public health and holding it here at MCC on Wednesday the 20th.
What is the, I'm curious, the herd immunity number, because the numbers are sounding pretty good for the county and for Fort Bragg in particular.
What they had been shooting for before was at least 80%.
80, okay.
So, if we go by one vaccine, we've got 80%, but we know that with the Delta variant out there, one vaccine does not give you the protection that's needed. So we really need to be fully vaccinated at the 80%.
Okay.
And some of our communities are, but as you see, the county being at 70% overall, a place like Ukiah is only 66.1% fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. with 75.2% having at least one vaccine.
All
so
right.
We're still lacking in the inland area.
All right. Thank you very much, Lucretia. You've been listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report, Rogalski here from the coast.